Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Hello, everyone. Hughesy and I are off on holidays at the moment, not together.
No, separate, completely separate.
But we couldn't leave you without a bit of Hughesy and Kate greatness.
We'll be back in 2019, but until then, enjoy some of our favourite bits from this year.
Now, in this world of deliveries, we do know that's the only growth sector in, for instance, Australia Post, is deliveries. People are getting everything delivered.
But food delivery is even the biggest, more growth.
Love it.
One thing before we get to this amazing story is why I believe that food delivery is on the rise. One of the reasons, you cannot park anywhere. You can't drive somewhere and get a park.
True.
You just can't do it. There's no parks. There's no car parks left in this country.
And if they have a car park, it's like you've got to
pay $10.
Yeah, that's right.
So when it's only $5 to get your food delivered, why wouldn't you?
And we were talking about these the other day because you were doing...
Yeah, well, I had a crack at HelloFresh.
HelloFresh, you loved it.
Loved
I've done that before.
Very good.
A lot of people are doing that because when you get home, how lovely to have your food delivered. Then you can just make it at your leisure.
You can't get parks at supermarkets anymore.
No, well, people might not... We've moved on from that conversation. That's
really
another conversation.
Get that out there.
We've just got to meet Callan, who we work with.
Yep. And Callan, you've been with the company for how long?
Oh, 4 years?
Yeah, long enough.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what have you been doing for dinner?
I've been getting Dinnerly delivered for a couple of months now.
Right.
Dinnerly?
Yeah. It's like Marley Spoon, but yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, there's so many of them. that's like Eat Fresh.
Hang on. So is one where you cook the ingredients yourself?
Yeah everything's
so
fresh.
Right.
And yeah, like HelloFresh.
Yeah, all right.
And how often do they deliver it?
Once a week.
So, and how many meals do you get?
I get 3 meals a week, but it does me for 6 meals.
Right. Are
people.
You just, oh,
yeah.
And you're living solo?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
When my girlfriend joins me. You know.
Your girlfriend joins you?
Yeah, every
so
now
you're
and
not
then.
Riding solo the whole time?
No.
I was going to pimp you out then. Quite a handsome guy.
Yes,
sure
you'd be thrilled
good
with
catch.
Callan.
The accent's attractive in this country.
Yeah.
What country isn't it attractive in?
Probably the country you're from, is it?
Yeah, sure.
It's not
they
attractive
take you for granted.
But here it's attractive.
Good, very good move. So what's been happening with your meal deliveries?
So I've had about 3 stolen now from the front door.
What time?
Usually between like 4 and 6 in the morning, so quite
all
early.
Right.
Yeah, they're professional thieves.
Yeah, definitely.
And what's your setup? House, apartment?
It's like a front of a warehouse.
Right. Yeah,
so is there a chance,
so it's just on the street.
Yep. Is there a chance the person who's stealing your food is like a man trying to feed his family?
I did think that at first.
You
but
did,
I mean,
yep.
If they were homeless, what would they do with a load of fresh meat and stuff?
Yeah,
like
right. They wouldn't have an oven, would they?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
And also, that's not a reason to steal.
No.
No, but I mean, if they are homeless, it's probably...
not a reason to steal.
No, there's never a reason to steal.
It's not a reason to steal.
No, well, I mean, there's some reason. Yeah. Sometimes it's...
We're not in those times. It's not a time to steal.
You absolutely get yourself some... Go down to the... Somewhere.
Yeah, there's people who are
anyway,
there to
let's
help
just,
you.
They shouldn't
Callan
be stealing.
Is not one of them.
No, Callan, you're not rich, are you?
Trying to get on with his life.
No, you don't live in a mansion, do you?
Nope.
Well, he lives in a warehouse. I mean, he can't even afford to go home after work.
Do you live in a warehouse?
He just delivers the pallets, puts the pallets and then climbs on top of one and then curls up like a little mouse.
I don't know if you know modern living, but warehouses, they're not the cheapest form of living these days.
Anyway, what's been going on, Callan?
So as I said, I've got about 3 stolen so far. And last
3
week,
part boxes,
yeah,
big boxes.
Yeah, so 3 weeks worth of meals.
Yeah, shocking.
$150 worth of food.
Terrible.
So last week when it got stolen, I got a bit fed up of it and decided to start collecting my dog's poo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what'd you do with it?
He cooked it.
Well, last night when it got delivered at 4 a.m, it was up like a rabbit, grabbed it.
Oh, so did you set the alarm?
Yeah, well, they send you a text when it comes.
Oh, do they? Yeah.
So I had my phone on loud, woke me up, ran downstairs.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Got
collected
it.
Collected it. Emptied everything out.
Yeah.
Loaded all the poo in. And,
where have you been keeping the poo?
Oh, just on the balcony where the dog poos.
Under his bed.
All right, perfect. Yeah. Yeah, good.
Where do you think he'd been
curious,
keeping it?
Curious. I thought he might have been put it in the freezer, like you do with prawn shells. I don't know.
So was there still some moisture left in the feces?
Yeah, it was pretty smelly, yeah.
Okay, so you go back. Are we talking a polystyrene box? Or is it one of those zippy...
Box.
Oh, a cardboard box. Yeah.
Do you think a kilo worth of dog droppings or around that?
I'd say so, yeah.
Good, yep.
It was good amount.
What sort of dog do you have?
A cavoodle. But I did have a friend's dog staying with me for a while, so...
And you were collecting that.
That was a bit of a bigger dog.
I know with Bubbles, little dogs can do big poos. It's amazing.
They can.
Children
it's
can do big poos as well.
It's not the size of the fight and the dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not the size of the dog.
The size of the poo in the dog.
So then you crept downstairs.
Yep, taped it. Oh, put all the poo in it. Taped it back up and left it on outside the front door.
And what, then?
What happened?
When I left for work this morning, it was gone.
Bang! Yay! We're coming back in 2019.